We're going through the complete Jewish Bible. Some of you, not from Genesis to Revelation. I said it'd be brief. But you can see I have cheaters in here. I call these cheaters because, you know what? It speeds up the process. And that's the time I have to do right now. I have to speed up the process. Okay, let us begin. Father, we humbly come before you. We ask, O God, that you will remove the veil from our eyes, unstop our ears, and as Sister Lonnie shared today, stretch forth our hearts that we may receive what you desire. Father, may we not no longer walk in our own traditions. And Father, may we not come to your word and say, well, I've heard that before. I've got all this great insight. God, Ruach HaKodesh, you can't teach me anymore. What a prideful situation we'd find ourselves in. And Lord, we come now before you and we ask that you would lead. Ruach HaKodesh, descend as you've already descended now to our minds and our hearts, that we may receive all that you have for us. And some of us have declared, Lord, it is enough. But Lord, those who are just still a little bit hungry, may you fill us, O God, not just for our own benefit, that all may receive from you. To Yeshua's name, Abba our Father, and the Ruach HaKodesh, may he be all blessed. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen. Let's begin. Shamash 4, that's called the servant. This is sermon number 4, and this is part 2. Last time I spoke, the Lord had me go in a different direction. Adonai Yeshua, Adonai Elohim, Adonai's Abba servant series, the intimate encounters with Yeshua, our salvation in the Tanakh. If you remember, when my wife came forward and she read from Psalm 51. She said she read the word salvation. In the Hebrew language, it's not spelt salvation. It's spelt in that person who is Yeshua. So every time we read the scriptures and we see God saves or the Lord salvation, God is declaring that this is Yeshua in the flesh. A theophany, and some of us may wonder, what is a theophany? It is an appearance of God, Adonai Yeshua, taking some form, usually a human form. And some of you may be asking, well, what do you mean an unhuman form? Our father Abraham, when he was told by God to go and to divide those animals in two, God caused a great sleep to come on our father Abraham. And what passed through that? It was a furnace, a fiery furnace. That was a theophany. In that God was declaring that I, because he is what? We sang it. He's an all-consuming fire. And he passed through those sacrifices. He was the one to fulfill those sacrifices. Let us now turn to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 4. As you're turning there, I'll just continue. It is an order of a theophany to be visible that human beings may see him. Elohim, God plural, Adonai Yeshua, took visible form to walk with Adam and Hava, Eve, who is life, in the garden. Shamash, that is I. That is all of us. We are called servants. We are a deacon or intendant in the synagogue within the Messiah's community. We are to apply ourselves to be ready for service and to wait. There are times when I've prepared messages that the Lord hasn't given me time and release to share them yet. That's when you know you're truly walking underneath God's anointing and God's Spirit, is when God says, now wait. I've given you this word to share, but now wait. This isn't the proper time. Carrying on. Yohanan chapter 13, verses 1 through 12. Yeshua is our example. Yeshua declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one else. He's the only way. You know what's really sad right now? We have Christian churches that are saying, the God of the Jews, the God of the Gentiles, and the God of Islam is one and the same. That's an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. You do not win a Muslim person to Jehovah God when you say that the God of the Quran is an equal to our loving Father. It is not based on love. Let us continue. The names of the two sons, and let us turn there. You're way ahead of me, and that's great. We're in Genesis chapter 4. The man had sexual relations with his wife Hava, that is Eve, his wife, and she conceived and she gave birth to Cain, acquisition, and said, I have acquired a man from Adonai. In addition, she gave birth to his brother Hevel. Hevel kept the sheep while Cain worked the soil. In the course of the time, Cain brought an offering to Adonai from the produce of the soil. And Hevel too brought from the firstborn of his sheep, including their fat. Adonai accepted Hevel and his offering, but he did not accept Cain and his offering. Cain was very angry, and his face fell. Adonai said to Cain, why are you angry? Why so downcast? If you are doing what is good, shouldn't you hold your head high? And if you don't do what is good, sin is crouching at your door, and it wants you. But you can rule over it. Isn't that a great thing? Amen. Cain had words with Hevel, his brother. Then one time when they were in the field, Cain turned on Hevel, his brother, and he killed him. Adonai said to Cain, where is Hevel, your brother? And he replied, I don't know. Am I my brother's guardian? He said, what have I done? What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out from me, from the ground. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened up its mouth to receive your brother's blood at your hands. When you farm the ground, it will no longer yield its strength to you. You will be a fugitive wandering the earth. Cain said to Adonai, my punishment is greater than I can bear. You are banning me today from the land and from your presence. I will be a fugitive wandering the earth. Whoever finds me will kill me. And Adonai said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain will receive vengeance a sevenfold. And Adonai put a sign on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain left the presence of Adonai and lived in the land of Nod, wandering east of the Eden. Cain had sexual relations with his wife, and she conceived, and she gave birth to Hanoah. Cain built a city, named the city after his son, Hanoah. To Hanoah was born Irad. Irad fathered Mihael. Mihael fathered Methusael. Methusael fathered Lamech. And Lamech took himself two wives, and the name of one was Adah, while the other one was named Zillah. Adah gave birth to Yavel. He was the ancestor to those who live in the tents and have cattle. His brother's full name was Yuvel, and he was the ancestor of those who play the lyre and the flute. Zillah gave birth to Tubal Cain, and he who forged all kinds of tools from brass and iron. The sister of Tubal Cain was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Adah, Zilha, listen to me. Wives of Lamech, hear what I say. I've killed a man for wounding me, a young man who injured me. If Cain be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold. Adam had again sexual relations with his wife, Hava, and she gave birth to a son whom they named Shet. He was granted. For God had granted me another seed in the place of Hevel. Since Cain killed him, too, Shet too, was born a son whom he called Enosh. And that is when the people began to seek after Adonai yet again. When Hava had found out that she'd received a son, she rejoiced in Cain because she thought that he was the promised seed that was yet to come. Now the work of Hevel, Abel, and Cain, Cain, they both had a calling. Elohim, our Abba, has called us all to do works. To tend the garden and to take care of the animals. And Elohim gave them one. It is the will of our Abba that everyone should, one of us should have something to do in this world. Something that gives us satisfaction and gives glory unto the Lord. Their work was the same as their father's. Hevel, Abel was the first shepherd, while Cain, Cain tilled the ground. Some rabbis teach that it was on the Shabbat, after 6 days of work, that on the day Adonai Yeshua Elohim set aside and rested from all his labor of creation, that Adam's family followed his example. This is before the law. But we see it written in the beginning, that after he had created the heavens and the earth, after he created the earth, he rested for 6 days. They brought offerings to worship. As Adam was the priest of the family, each of them had an offering to Adonai, Yeshua the Lord. Adonai Yeshua would then try Adam's faith in the promise of his obedience to the will of Adonai, Yeshua. He would then settle the correspondence again between heaven and earth. See, it's always been about faith, believing in the promised one. As I declared earlier in a past message, that it was Yeshua that took those lambs and killed them, and he clothed our parents. You may say, well, how could you say that? Yeshua declared in the Brit Hadashah, no one has seen the Father but me. Is Yeshua a liar? No. As I said before, that was a theophany. It was Yeshua who walked with them in the garden. It wasn't God the Father. For our Father is what? He's an all-consuming fire. Nothing that is of evil can stand in His presence. For He is a holy God. And what does He declare to us to be? To be a holy people. And how do we become holy? When we recognize that there's nothing in ourselves, no works, nothing that we can do, but come before Him and say, I receive Yeshua as my salvation, and I declare that He can only make me holy. And He sent whom? The Ruach HaKodesh to us, that we'd be filled with holiness. Right. We would have someone who would direct us in every thought and every deed. Everything that we perceive as being important, we would have a guide that would have cause us to walk, not just in holiness, but also in unity. Let us continue. These believers all manifested that the very act of offerings, their faith in the being of Adonai Yeshua, Elohim God, and His claims to be their reference and their worship. He is to be revered over all. We serve a jealous God. For what did God say when He brought our people into the land? He said, if you go after these other gods, then I will disperse you. If we were to go to Jerusalem today, and if we were to walk towards the Temple Mount, would we see God's holy temple? No. What is sitting in this place? The mosque. Remember what I said earlier? That they say, and many churches are now saying, that Allah is just a name, another name for Abba, our Father. But what is sitting in the place right now? The abomination of desolation. And if you look on that Temple Mount, you'll see that building there. And that's the god of this world. And who is that? Hasatan. He gave, he inspired the Quran. There's nothing in the Quran that glorifies Abba, our Father. But we're not to look at the Muslim people with hatred in our hearts, because they're walking in deception. Just as we were before we came to Yeshua, we walked in deception. Let us continue. The worship of Adonai Elohim, God, is not a new invention, but an ancient institution. It is that which was from the beginning. Yohanan, John 1, chapter 1, 1 through 4. And it declares, the word which gives life, it is Yeshua. He existed from the very beginning. Who is the he it's speaking of? It is Yeshua. We have heard him. Who are they speaking of? Yeshua. We have seen him, Yeshua, with our eyes. We have contemplated him, Yeshua. We have touched him, Yeshua, with our own hands. We have beheld him. The life, who is Yeshua, appeared, and we have seen it. We are testifying to it and announcing it to you, eternal life. He, Yeshua, was with the Father, and he appeared to us. What we have seen and heard, we are proclaiming to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. How do we have sweet fellowship? It's in Yeshua. It's not hearing this person or that person speak, but as we enter into Yeshua, and as we see Yeshua being manifested in us, both individually and corporately, then Yeshua receives all due honor and praise as you've seen manifested earlier here today. Our fellowship is with the Father, Abba, and with His Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. If you ever wonder why you lose your joy? It's because we're not walking in Yeshua. What does the Scripture declare? It says, in Him we live, we move, and we have what? Our being. And if every messianic congregation in every church is not lifting up Yeshua, Ichabod is written on the walls. The glory of the Lord has departed. And there are many men and women out there that are building up these ministries in and of themselves. They're demanding money for their ministries. They're building their kingdoms. We are to be about the Father's business, building what? His kingdom. For that He may receive all glory and honor and praise. Now the Lord says to skip over. So I skip over. Now let us turn to a really great book. Some of you we're going to the Brit Hadashah. And this is the book of Yehuda, Jude. Now, if Rabbi Bruce was here right now, we could ask him and he'd start singing that song, Hey Jude by the Beatles, right? I'm not a very humorous person, but I try every once in a while. Let's turn to Jude. It's just before the book of Revelation. Praise God. Excuse me, we should be in Messianic Jews. I apologize. And that is the book of Hebrews. We'll finish in Jude or Yehuda. And we'll be turning to chapter 11, verse 1 through 4. Trusting is being confident of what we hope for, convinced about things we do not see. It was for that scripture attested the merit of the people of old. By trusting, we understand that the universe was created through a spoken word of God, so that What is seen did not come into being out of existing phenomenon. By trusting, Hevel offered a greater sacrifice than Cain. Because of this, he was attested as righteous, with God giving him this testimony on the ground of the gifts. Through having trusted, he still continues to speak, even though he's dead. And what was that? What was the gift that he brought? An unspot, blemished lamb. Can you picture that? Here's the very first shepherd, and he takes this lamb that he's been taking care of. He's examined it, has no spot or wrinkle, and he's presenting it before the great shepherd, who is Yeshua. And he's declaring to him right now, I believe that you are the sacrifice yet to come. And that's why his sacrifice was accepted. Now let us turn right next door. To Jude. Yehuda. And we're going to begin at verse. Chapter 1. And verse 1. Excuse me. Chapter 1 verse 11. Woe to them in the day that they have walked the road of Cain. They had given themselves over for money to Er Abalim, or Balaam. They have been destroyed in the rebellion of Korah. These men are filthy spots at your festival gatherings, meant to foster love. They share your meals without qualm, while caring only for themselves. They are waterless clouds carried away along by winds, trees without fruit, even in the autumn, a doubly dead because they have been uprooted, savage sea waves heaving forth their shameful deeds like foam, wandering stars from whom the blackest darkness has been reserved forever. Moreover, Noah in the seventh generation, starting with Adam, also prophesied about these men, saying, look, Adonai came with his myriads of his holy ones to execute judgment against everyone, that is, to convict all the godless for their godless deeds, which they have done in such a godless way. For all the harsh words these godless sinners have spoken against him. These people are grumblers, they are complainers. They follow their evil passions, their mouths speak grandiose, and they flatter others to gain advantage. But you, dear friends, keep in mind the words spoken in advance by the emissaries of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. They told you, during the Arkik HaAmin, the last days, there will be scoffers following their own godless passions. These are the people who will cause divisions. They are controlled by their impulses because they don't have the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. But you, dear friends, build up yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in union with the Ruach HaKodesh. Have you ever been there? When someone's come up to you and said, will you pray for me? And you can't think of anything to say. I've been there. You know what the Spirit of Living God has showed me? Listen. Because in that moment, He will fill our mouths in what we're to pray. Remember what Rabbitson, Alberta has us read out of every day? We recite? That's in His name. And that He'll bring all these things to pass. Why? Because we're praying in unity. One heart. We're one accord. We are one people. Praise be to His name. Thus keep yourselves in God's love. Who's to do that? We are. We're to keep ourselves in God's love. Why? So that if anything comes in our mind, when we look at a brother and sister and it's not pleasing, it's not loving, We rebuke it. And if it doesn't leave, we say, God, cause me to die right now. Not physically, but let me die to what this irritating thing is. Because if we're not walking in love, we're nothing. Remember that symbol? We're just a clanging symbol. That's all we are. Let us continue. As you wait for our Lord Yeshua the Messiah to give you mercy that leads to eternal life. That's all that we're after. To see the eternal life being manifested in ourselves and everyone that we meet. Rebuke some who are disputing. Do you hear that word, Rabbi? Rebuke them. Elders, deacons here, rebuke them. God has entrusted Rabbi and Rabbitson and our elders and deacons here that when something is amiss, they're given the authority, they're given the insight, they're given the inspiration by the Ruach HaKodesh. They are Yeshua walking in human form and bringing us and making us accountable. They're removing the blinders from our eyes and the junk that we've been walking through for years that we may walk in unity and love. Save others, snatching them out of the fire. Just as we look at someone who would walk in this building right now, two ladies, their girlfriends are holding hands, and two guys who are holding hands, their boyfriends. And we would say, well, that's disgusting. Their sin is just as equal disgusting in God's eyes as any sin that we ever commit, either in thought or deed. So, Rabbi and elders and deacons, save others, snatching them out of the fire. And yet others show mercy, but with fear, hating even the clothes stained by their vices. God's going to be bringing all kinds of people through these doors. And there will be times, you know, when you see that person and you'll have a prejudice against them because you prejudge them. We're then to inquire of the Father and say, Father, open my eyes that I may see them as you see them. Hurt, wounded, defeated, and broken. And then the tender mercies of God will fill our hearts and our minds. And then we'll know how to approach these individuals and show them the love that the Father wants to extend through us. That's what this body is about. That's what the body of Messiah is. To heal the brokenhearted. To include all the cast-offs in this world. We are all cast-offs. We've been cast off. But in Yeshua, we have become one family. I tell you this, those who you're sitting around right now are more closer to you than any other family member. That's what God's desires to be. And if you haven't come to that place in your life where they haven't become important to you, take the directory. Open up the directory, listing of names of people in there, and pray for them. Are you interceding for your brothers and sisters in Messiah? Are you loving them? Are you extolling them? But with fear, hating even the clothes stained by their vices now, to the one who can keep you from falling. I fall all the time. And set you without defect, full of joy, in the presence of His Shekinah. To God alone, our Deliverer, through Yeshua the Messiah, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, authority, before all time, now and forevermore.